You're listening to SBS News.
A group of 6 to 8-year-olds enjoying a dance class in Melbourne after school. The children have been getting back in the swing of things after a series of COVID-19 lockdowns.
Well, I feel like it's really good to be back at dance class because you get to be active after school, makes you forget about school.
It makes a very big difference, so if I've had a bad day, it just lets all my emotions out and I feel happy again at the end of the day.
Returning to old routines hasn't been an easy task for all primary school-aged children. Anxiety disorders have made the transition difficult for some, says the Vice President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Danielle McMullen.
Thankfully, anxiety disorders are still not affecting every child, but they are, we think, increasing in frequency and something to be taken seriously. It is something that we think about at each consultation.
The coordinator of clinical psychology at Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital is Dr. Alice Morgan. Almost 11 months after the city exited its last major lockdown, her team remains in high demand, helping children with mental health issues.
So we're still seeing much higher rates than usual. So during peak COVID times, we were seeing up to 3 times the amount of presentations in our emergency services with quite severe presentations of anxiety and other mental health issues. But we're still seeing large wait lists here and large problems with parents worried about their children and their anxiety levels.
A mental health pilot program in Victoria has been building the capability of primary school staff to identify and support students with anxiety.
All right, we're going to start with roll call. Remember how you answer in Woiwurrung? As I call out your name, remember no other people talking because it gets confusing.
Thornbury Primary School in inner city Melbourne has been a participant in the pilot. Its mental health and well-being coordinator, Anna Chatwind, says anxiety can present in a variety of ways.
So sometimes it presents as a sore tummy, sometimes it presents as not wanting to leave home, and sometimes it's about letting go of mum or dad or nan or pop or the carer when it's time to come up to class.
The school uses daily emotion check-ins to track how students are feeling and meditation to ease any anxiety.
Any worries that you have, just float away with this white light, which is carrying away any troubles that you might have.
Calming sensory activities help the children get ready to learn. Dr. Alice Morgan says anxiety is a part of life.
Usually anxiety is a problem when it starts to cause a problem. So when they're starting to avoid things or they can't enjoy life as much as they used to, they're struggling to get to sleep or eat.
So what can carers do to help a child who's experiencing anxiety? Talking to their teacher or the school welfare officer is a good first step. Then seeing a GP. Dr. Cathy Andronis chairs the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners Special Interest Group in Psych Medicine. She says the busy pace of life and the pandemic have given rise to anxiety.
There's a lot of expectations at school, a lot of expectations about what you should be doing at home, how life should be, and kids feel rushed. We seem to be all rushing around a lot more. And when we do that, we put people under more stress. And when we're stressed, we worry.
A GP will assess a child's general health and ask about what's going on in the family. They may also ask questions on an anxiety assessment tool and, based on the score, refer the child to a paediatrician or psychologist.
I think one of the most important things that a GP can do is to provide hope to patients, to children, to their families, that things can get better.
Tap, heel, toe, heel. Running back.
Hope that fuels confidence.
Oh my gosh, you guys are legends. Give yourself a high five.
Helping children get their groove back.
Let's keep dancing.
Yeah. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.